The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
And good morning, Shasta County, and happy Black Friday? Which actually started sometime last night, in some cases yesterday morning, and the day after Thanksgiving. Welcome to the day after here on Free Fire Radio. I am Bob Belongi, sometimes known, and this happened on day one of this station when it got started almost 2 years ago. Bad Bob, and the Colonel hung that one on me, and I have no idea why. But anyway, there you go. Bob Belongi in for Carl Lindebaut, and here to help me stumble through this 2 hours program are my lovely wife, Brenda.
Good morning.
And Brenda's going to be talking about the weather because that is her specialty. And here, for a change, helping push the buttons instead of me pushing the buttons both on the board and on the Colonel would be Bob Martin. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
I did not listen to the news program because where I live down near Anderson, in the pre-dawn hours, the reception is still kind of iffy. And we can actually talk about that, but we're here to be live on a Friday. Chat room at KCNR1460.com is up and running, and nobody in it, so we certainly hope that somebody signs in for that. But we are definitely free-form Free Fire Radio this morning. Chat, or the talk line, 605-4567. And whatever you would like to talk about, because, you know, I have lots of opinions and that, and I may express some of them, but you are the people on the other side of the radio speaker. That's what I want to hear about. What is important to you? Now, we can talk about a lot of national issues, and that's easy stuff. That's a cheap shot, if you ask me. Anybody can say, hey, we're all messed up on a national level, rah, 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 and you can turn on any radio anywhere and get that 24 hours a day. What I want to hear from you this morning, if you're willing, is to call in. Here's what is going on in our town, our community, our neighbors. What can we do to improve that? Now, here, for example, I'm going to throw this out. Now, coming up here just a few minutes, we're going to be hearing from our Wells Fargo financial advisor. So they're going to be talking about the economy. But a few weeks ago, we had a gentleman in from Occupy Reading. And I was I posed the question to him. And we can talk about that later in the hour. I posed a question to him. How do you tell the difference between somebody who is seriously in trouble and somebody who's just milking the system? And his instead of answering the question, his response was, have you ever talked to a homeless person? Well, yes, I have been known to talk to myself because at one point in my life, I was technically a homeless person. I spent about 4 months living in a motorhome, working, I might add, 3 jobs while I lived in that motorhome. So, yes, I was technically a homeless person, but I had 3 jobs at the same time.
Just to make ends meet.
Yeah, just to make ends meet and to make the child support payments I had and all that. But I was working, and I didn't have a whole lot of time off. But for that, yes, for those months, I was homeless. So this guy's refusal to answer my question with this challenge of his, I found to be incredibly irritating because that seems to be what a lot of these people do is that instead of giving you a direct, concise answer, they throw some challenge back at you. And that's been your experience, right, Brenda?
Absolutely. I was going to say, I'm going to stir the pot here about that. I have noticed that these people, when they don't really have facts to put forth, they want to make an emotional challenge. And, of course, that tends to, I don't know if their intent, well, maybe it's unintentional, to derail you off on this other avenue so that you don't pursue that particular thing. But you got to hold them to their feet to the fire. And I found that often when you say, but that doesn't answer the question, asking me a question doesn't answer the question, mm-hmm. then when you really quiz them, they don't really know why they made the statement they made.
Well, the other thing that I found interesting was the gentleman, and I respect, you know, there are some very screwed up things with the current system.
No question.
Be the first one to agree with that. All you got to do is look at your credit card statement and say, okay, something's really, really wrong here. Now, we start our mornings off listening to the BBC because I like to get a different perspective on what's going on in the world rather than what's coming out of the U.S. media. And it's interesting to hear that different viewpoint. But and we'll come back to this after the break. But the other thing that the gentleman spouted out is that the movement was inspired by the Arab Spring. And look what's happening in Egypt right now.
It isn't
so
pretty.
My question to the Occupy protesters is, how far are you willing to take this?
The other thing that amazed me the other day was when somebody said, there was a story I was listening to some network, and this person shouts out, this is what a police state looks like.
Yeah,
oh,
split lip, yeah.
Not even.
Yeah.
Not even.
There isn't even a shred of comparison, and it's amazing. So we can talk about this as our whatever you want to talk about. 605-4567. Right now, though, we're going to find out. This is a very short, this is a crazy business week anyway, but we're going to check in with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak, and he has the Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bob. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes in today's shortened trading session, and the markets are in positive territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 87 points at 11,344. The S&P 500 adding 8 points at 1170, while the NASDAQ composite is up just about 12 points at 2472. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 94 million shares. Looking at some of the most actively traded issues on the New York Stock Exchange today, Bank of America up 15 cents at $5.29. Ford is down a penny at $9.82. AT&T up 12 cents at $27.67, while Pfizer is up 7 cents at $18.52. Of local interest, PG&E up 30 cents at $37.16, North Valley Bank unchanged at $9.61, and Verizon up 30 cents at $35.65. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.94%, the 2-year Treasury yielding 0.28. Oil's up 49 cents a barrel at $96.66, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $1.66 an ounce at $16.91.49, while silver's down 6 cents at $31.71 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. Every morning, every weekday morning here on Free Fire Radio, you get the Market Minute 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on Free Fire Radio. It is now 7:12, and we're going to go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll hear about some weather and whatever you want to talk about here on Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years, from rock chips to cracks. A quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster. 241-8373. 241-8373.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Bob, Brenda, and Bob. And it sounds like a movie title. We're in for... For Carl and Linda this morning, covering while they take a very, very much deserved day off. And I'm still getting things together here, please, in the chat room. And I'm not passing along the stuff I'm seeing in the chat room yet because I haven't gotten that far. We have a, you know, various business to take care of. And among the pieces of business that every morning show really needs to get out there is the weather. How, and there's going to be a lot of holiday traveling, ourselves included, this afternoon. So, Brenda, what's it looking like out there?
Right now it's 48 degrees outside. Side, which is actually pretty mild, and we have some cloud cover to probably thank for keeping us a little bit mild overnight. Some patchy fog out there in various places, so if you're driving along, I noticed that it wasn't everywhere, but you can come and go. And looking forward to this week with higher pressure moving in, which usually means nicer weather. The thing of it is, though, we're starting to enter into our fog season, so when we see real clear skies, and with all the rain we've had recently, moist ground makes for patchy fog at a minimum and widespread fog at a maximum. So we're looking at that. And then temperatures this week in the lower to mid-60s, which is really not that bad. And low temperatures about like what we have right now in the upper 40s, mid-upper 40s, that sort of thing. Some areas, if you're down in a low spot, sometimes they get a little colder. And if you're up on the ridges, sometimes you're a little warmer. So there's always a variety here. But today we'll see various amounts of cloudiness, might see some light showers around, and so overall not too bad for those of you out shopping. At least
speaking
you won't be
which,
in the downpour.
Tons of people, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But, of course, the weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. They are perfect for the holidays. You can get the Anselmo's gift cards through their website. And then, of course, on December 31st, an elegant black tie affair, champagne reception, a six-course meal. Oh, man, sounding really, really good there. So that is out there at Anselmo Vineyards on the way to Shingletown, Highway 44, Inwood Road, I believe is the turnoff. And just going out there, we've had people call back after hearing about Anselmo and going out there and just having a fabulous time. My mother loved it. And if there's anybody who is tough to get to try a new place to eat, it would be my mother. But she loved it. She had a blast out there.
She had a wonderful time.
All right. Back to what's going on. Now, one of the things this morning, as we were coming into town, you know, we hear about how bad things are in the economy. When we came in, we passed the Mount Shasta Mall. You couldn't have fit a moped into that mall. There are so many cars right now, this very minute, of holiday shoppers. And that brings to mind a thought. You know, I'm kind of hoping, odd as it may seem, that people kind of turn their attention from, let's face it, cheap Chinese, I'm going to use the word, cover your ears, crap. And I'm hoping that maybe people are going to start to turn away from that and start dealing in U.S. services, the oil change, the driveway cleaning, the services, and goods that are made in the U.S., hand goods, stuff that's made like the lady with the alpacas who was here on Friday. Shop locally, and that's the thing that I'm putting out. Yes, it's nice to have that. I have an iPhone 4 in my pocket, okay, but I don't have to have the absolute latest gizmo. I got a six-year-old computer sitting in front of me that's doing me just fine.
Well, I read a commentary, and I'm not sure where it was. Was it in the Record Searchlight somewhere? But anyway, the concept was that you can certainly buy local, buy gift certificates from local merchants, for instance. Hairdressers, barbers, auto mechanics, grocery stores, whatever, although the grocery stores tend to be corporate. And some of the money leaves the community, but it still helps employ people locally. Or you go to places like Tops or whatever, which are a regionally, locally owned place, and I think Holiday is as well. So
Kent's Market, we
Kent's
shop there
Market
all the time.
Is a really good example. Yeah, of something that's a locally owned business. So you can get people gift certificates there. And that is a form of buying local, and
yeah,
I really like that idea.
Buy people food, you know.
Yeah, well, it's consumable. And you know, Bob, you're in my sensibilities in the recent years have changed. I really don't want stuff. You have to maintain stuff.
Mm-hmm.
George Carlin did a great segment on a place for my stuff. And then you go somewhere else and you need more stuff because you're there, and then you need a place for that stuff.
George Carlin had it all right. Well, here's another suggestion, and we're almost up to another break, but here's another suggestion. If you do happen to be a carnivorous individual, which I happen to be, spend a little extra come summer and buy a 4-H or FFA animal.
Right.
And you can do that through some businesses. If you don't want to bid on it directly, several of the local businesses, Kent's and a few others that I'm aware of, will buy these 4-H and FFA animals. You're going to pay more for the meat, but I'll tell you what, you're not going to find a better, lamb or beef or whatever, because it's been raised. You're not going to find a lot of hormones and antibiotics right. in those critters. Raised with love, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I know for a fact that Kent's will charge you the same price they do, say, for a pig, for instance. You pay their other price. So they may have paid, the store may have paid, $5 a pound for the poor porker, but you're only going to pay $2.50. They certainly don't make you pay what they paid. And
yeah.
So that's really neat.
Yeah. What was the comment we heard this morning? The young lady who was at one of these big shopping frenzies, which I agree with the chat room. I avoid that. We're just trying to get the stuff we need. Do you really need this thing?
The commentator said, people are out and about getting things they need. You need clothes, you
define
need food.
Need.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And that's interesting about, and there was a discussion on one of the pages we looked at about defining rich, define need, define rich. And it all depends on your point of view. So with that in mind, we're going to go ahead and take our break here. 605-4567, chat room, KCNR1460.com. You are listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And welcome back, Free Fire Radio, 724 on a Friday morning, Black Friday. You know, Some people, somebody was actually taking offense at that. As no, that's how the books used to be kept. You had red ink and you had black ink, and this is traditionally the weekend which businesses made that transition. And somebody was finding it offensive.
I prefer to think of various connotations on black, as in black hole.
So some shoppers throwing your money into.
Yes, and black and blue, because some shoppers.
Oh yeah, or
were they finding it offensive because it was an occult reference, or because it was racist, or why?
Yeah,
why
I
was it offensive?
I think it was a racist reference, you know, words that sound like other words, kind of thing. People, there are people who make a profession out of being offended.
I didn't
you know?
Even think of the racist angle.
I know,
it didn't
but some people, are in the business of thinking of that stuff, and they make great profit at it.
Or is that, you know, burnt cookies black, or
you know, what
is it?
People make good money being offended.
Looking for any excuse to be offended.
Yeah, exactly, to file a lawsuit against somebody. On a lighter note, this program, portion of the program, brought to you by our good friends at Tobacco and Brew up there at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great folks up there. Joe and Shelley are big supporters of our local veterans. They got a good meeting room up there, largest walk-in humidor in Northern California, and they're just all-around great folks. You want a nice drink to warm you up on this holiday shopping day, go see the T&B Sweeties. They'll fix you up with a great coffee drink. Before we hit the bottom of the hour business report, let's check in right now with... You know, this is a season of overindulgence, and we managed to not quite overindulge quite as much last night, but everybody could use a little fitness tip, and that's why we turned to our very good friend Amy with Adamson's Peak Performance with this fitness tip. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, you guys. Oh, and you are so right, and that's exactly what my fitness tip ties into, the holiday hangover. After you've eaten all those cakes and cookies and gravy and carbs, and they move from your lips to your hips, it's time to move on from that. So I want you to, first of all, not dwell on what happened yesterday, okay? Don't beat yourself up. It's all about family and enjoying the foods. But now it's time to go, okay, it's done, and I need to move forward from here. So today is a great day to get some exercise. That doesn't mean you have to be outside. I know it's a little rainy and cloudy out there, but turn on some music and boogie around the house for a little bit, or go for a walk around the mall, or do some yoga, or go to the gym. We're here. As long as you get some movement in, you'll feel a lot better about what happened yesterday, too. And clean out the fridge. I packed up a bunch of food for all the relatives that came over, so I wouldn't have as much stuff in my house today. Finally, make sure you stock the kitchen with tons of fruits and vegetables and lean proteins to help you get over this food coma. This food coma after yesterday.
Hey, you got to tune up to be ready for Christmas with the same thing all over again.
Exactly. Well, and here's a real quick idea. Like, what you could do for breakfast is have some oatmeal and maybe a Greek yogurt, so you're getting some good proteins and good carbohydrates. Have that with some ginger tea or maybe some green tea. And then lunch, have a salad, some of your leftover holiday turkey and leftover vegetables and cranberries. And maybe for a snack later on, have a handful of nuts or the string cheese. And maybe for dinner, you have some more turkey or some chicken or fish with a side of vegetables or a salad.
Hey, Amy, I thought the protein, the turkey's fine, but isn't the carb supposed to be the leftover pumpkin pie?
Yeah, there you go. You know what? And that's why I tell people, it's funny you should say that. I tell people, pretend like you're... Calories are kind of like money for you to spend for your body. So if you want to have that leftover pie, then don't have a bunch of stuffing and mashed potatoes and bread. Save some of the carbohydrate count for that pie, and then you can kind of, you know, make it all fit into your caloric amount for the day.
All right, Amy, always good to hear the fitness tip, and always great to hear your voice. I've known you for some years now, and you've always got a smile on your face.
Thank you. Yesterday was my first, I hosted my very first Thanksgiving, and it was a blast.
All right. Hey, the joys of domestic bliss.
Yeah.
All right, Amy, thanks a lot for the tip.
You bet, guys.
Thanks,
right,
Amy.
About a minute
before we
take the break, and yes, well, you know, I do need to practice what I'm preaching here. I'm woefully behind in my exercise. You know, somebody brought up in the chat room about the Target advertisements. Now, I don't watch a lot of network TV. I watch very little of it, so I haven't seen these Target advertisements. I guess I'll have to look them up and see what the buzz is about. But some advertising
What was it we watched the other day that was patently tasteless? Oh, it was for new websites.
Oh, well, yeah, the Triple X website thing.
Yes, that was just...
On primetime.
It was awful.
Hey, we can talk about that or whatever you want to talk about when we get back from the news break. You're listening to KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox Business Network, there's some glimmer of green down on Wall Street this Black Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow is up about 50 points. On the flip side, shares of Luke Oil are seeing red this morning. Net profit for Russia's biggest private oil producer dropped 20% during the third quarter, falling below expectations. Luke Oil says the decline was due to drying wells, higher taxes, and lower output. Overall production for the company has fallen more than 5% from the same time last year. And AT&T signals that its $39 billion bid to purchase T-Mobile may be fading. The company plans to set aside $4 billion to cover the potential cost in case the deal falls apart. This comes following a statement by the Federal Communications Commission chairman earlier this week, saying he would seek a rare trial-like hearing on the merger. But if both companies can settle a lawsuit with the Justice Department, they plan to reapply to the FCC for merger approval. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
It's time for R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, Celebrity Voice Impersonations.
Bob and Julie, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old and get me out of this rhyming mode.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite. Our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Make Wind River Casino your Monday Night Football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Plus, hot seat drawings for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink and appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on five screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. 7:35 on Free Fire Radio. Bob, Brenda, and Bob in for Carl and Linda. Can't tell the players without a scorecard this morning. Covering for Free Fire Radio on this Friday shopping day and just sort of catch-up day, whatever you want to talk about, 605-4567. And before the break, we mentioned in passing. Now, okay, we don't watch a lot of network TV, but the other night I was slipping through and we saw Gone with the Wind, which I've never seen in its entirety and still haven't. Because it runs so long, we wound up having to go to bed before it was over. But we did, it's a restored master. They're running on A&E, and the burning of Atlantis scene and all that. Still, you think about that movie is 75 years old and still is a very powerful film. Very well done in the, and Clark Gable, come on, the consummate male lead.
Rare.
Yes, indeed. But interspersed, and the thing that irritates me about watching a movie on A&E and why I eventually gave it up is that for every 12 minutes of movie, you got 8 minutes of commercials.
Which was time. That's not an arbitrary number.
I had my stopwatch out because they're just running commercial after commercial after commercial. I'm going, what is this? Well, towards later in the evening, now I understand on the East Coast, this is, of course, late at night, but out here it's still like 8 o'clock in the evening, and up pops these really bizarre commercials that, you know, I'm scratching my head. It was all about buy your XXX website before it's gone, and I'm like, am I honestly seeing this? Is this really happening before my very eyes? And the commercials were, to put it mildly, tacky. I was just flabbergasted, especially the second one with the I can't even talk about it on the air. It was so tacky.
I wouldn't call it tacky. I would call it completely tasteless and really raw. I would describe it as raw. They were just disgusting. I have nothing against that sort of advertisement for that product, but at least make it clever.
Yeah. There would have been a way, maybe, to do this in a more tasteful fashion. But these commercials, I consider it over the top, and I found to be quite offensive. And I'm not being a prude about it. Come on.
They were very lowbrow.
Yeah, it was extremely lowbrow. Lowest common denominator stuff. And I'm thinking, why is this on primetime television? It just did not. I was unhappy about it. Anyway, as a consumer, I may be so moved as to shoot off an email to A&E, you know, and that's what you do. You know, you vote with your remote.
Sometimes I wonder if the executives ever look at what they actually broadcast.
Well, you look at the other advertisers and you say, you know, are you aware that your product is being presented next to this?
Yeah, exactly.
And you hit them in the pocketbook. Like I said, vote with the remote.
I'm driving around Sacramento yesterday, and I'm on the a lot of the mainstream music stations down there. I'm hearing ads for the local Adam and Eve stores.
Well, though, between that, the dispensaries, and other sorts of the kinds of things we didn't used to talk about. Now, okay, I am a huge freedom of speech advocate. Come on, I make my living because of freedom of speech. But there are some things that I question the wisdom of just throwing out there and letting kids think that this is all acceptable and this is all good stuff. I think that there is a moral decay. Anyway.
There was a time and a place for those ads.
Exactly.
Right.
Not sure in the middle of the day on the local top 40 station.
Exactly. And I think it is up to responsible station owners to make decisions on some of these things. Now, there are some people that say, well, you shouldn't do this and shouldn't do this. And the most dangerous words in the English language are, there ought to be a law. in my humble.
I love the phrase, don't should on me either.
Yeah. Yeah. exactly.
You should do this, you should do that. Sounds like my mother.
Yeah, but you see the finger flick thing.
Flicking,
yeah.
Yes.
That having been said, okay, we got a minute to go into this. These rumors of a new movie studio coming into town are interesting, and the focus of the movie studio, if it comes to fruition, is going to be family-friendly entertainment. I'm cautiously optimistic about this. If it does come to fruition, it would be
Fantastic.
It would be. I'm wondering, how do you get a viable movie studio to operate in the state of California, where the various unions involved with the motion picture and television industry hold incredible power, and the state is the most business hostile it has ever been? How do you make that happen? So I hope it happens. I want it to happen. I am, as I said, cautiously optimistic and have a fair amount of skepticism in the mix.
Well, and it's not because of the company's willingness to do things or viability or whatever. It's just the environment that they have to move into to try to operate in.
They were talking about modeling it after, I believe, a movie studio in Albuquerque. Which is hard to do, given the fact this is not New Mexico from a business climate standpoint.
Absolutely.
Somebody's talking about, you know, you've got this thing about morality versus liberty. And that is a tough balance, and that is the job of society, is to find that balance between open, do what you want, when you want, where you want, and having to function as a society of law. And you have to find that delicate balance, and that's what we as a nation have been trying to walk for 200 years. Sometimes successfully, sometimes not. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. Bob and Brenda, and Bob in for Carl and Linda.
Be cubed.
Indeed. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Oh, yeah. Love that rockin' beat there. Interesting, it's listed as KC and a Sunshine Band, but just listening to it, I would have thought that was Steely Dan.
It is Steely Dan, actually.
Oh, okay.
Got the, I still had the KC.
Okay, I'm looking at the graphic. That was Donald Fagen, and I'm going, when did he join up with, you can't think of two more divergent groups than that.
They went Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias on it.
Okay, now there's an interesting combination.
7:45 in this portion of Free Fire Radio, brought to you by one of our new sponsors, Crackmaster. You know, we've talked to Jeff before. We had Jeff on our Boomer Tech program, and he explained a lot of the technology behind windshield repair. And it's amazing the advances that have been made in the polymers that they use to repair a windshield. I mean, if you've got a divot the size of a quarter or a crack that's running better than a foot long, you don't have to tear out the windshield because, trust me, it never goes back in correctly. You're going to have leaks. You're going to have that bulgy thing all around the windshield. It's just not a good idea. And it's really not smart to drive with a big crack in the windshield.
And one of the things that sets Crackmaster apart that I know of is his climate-controlled shop, which makes a real difference in the technology that he can apply and do the perfect fix-it job.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, you can drive down the road, and there's a lot of corners where you're going to see some cat on the corner, and he says he'll fix your windshield for $20. If it doesn't take, and what kind of warranty are you getting? And if it doesn't work, you go back to the corner and the guy's gone. What are your options there? Jeff's been in the business for years now. He can do crack repairs up to 24 inches long in his climate-controlled shop. And you go to his webpage and windshieldrepairjournal.com, you can look him up on the web. He's at 3208 South Market Street, but he's got a great tagline, an educated person has more choices in life. I like that. I like that a lot, because isn't that what talk radio is all about? You know, you can express opinions or you can give people information, give people tools that they can use to make better choices, both personally and at the polls.
Absolutely. And if you don't like what you're hearing, you have the freedom to turn it off.
To turn a knob. You know, this is not state-run radio, and there's a darn good reason
either
for that.
Either that or go look up your stuff for your own self and get different perspectives on it from all different angles.
Yeah.
Do your homework.
Exactly.
So we're going to be hitting the road now. Last night we spent, Brenda and I spent with the Belongi side of the family. And had a very nice time and all kinds of good turkey and trimmings and some interesting. There are certain dishes that only show up at these kind of events. You ever notice that? It's like going to a potluck. There are certain foods that only appear at potlucks, and it's a regional thing. You go to some regions and you find yourself eating green Jell-O with shredded carrots in it.
Blech.
But I've seen it at potlucks.
Absolutely.
I'm like, what is that? A friend of mine said he would always go to a potluck put on by the Baptists because they knew how to throw a good potluck.
Oh, yes. The Baptists do know how to eat. There is no question about that. Now, Thanksgiving happens to be my very favorite holiday because it's really about family and friends. It's more, the food doesn't hurt either, but family, friends, and food, that's the great thing about Thanksgiving. You don't have this pressure to do all this shopping, and am I buying the right gift, or some family members we have, you know, everybody has to get the same number of gifts, no matter what it is, and that tension for the holidays just drives me crazy. So Thanksgiving is and 4th of July. I love fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my two favorite holidays throughout the year, actually. I just love those. Christmas has become, and I hate to say it, to me it's commercial.
Oh yeah. I literally saw Christmas decorations at, and I think it was either a Walgreens or a Rite Aid.
Before
Labor Day weekend, they were clearing the shelves of all the barbecue stuff, and the decorations were starting to go on the upper shelves. And I stood there, and I said to myself, this is just wrong. It's bad enough that Halloween is hitting the shelves and all the Christmas stuff. I mean, you got the Santa and the fake trees and the plastic stuff. Again, all made in the People's Republic of China.
Right.
And that's, I'm just not good with that.
There's one holiday tradition here in Reading, though, that I really, really enjoy, and speaking of decorations, and that's the lighted Christmas parade. I think that is so
cool.
That's going
to be a guest, and we have again been invited back by the Reading Trade Club to do announcing, and we're not sure where we're going to be this year along the parade. Last year, we got the cool spot. We got to lead off the parade and get things going, and that was fun.
Very first announcing stand. But I'm always amazed at people's cleverness in designing floats and decorating their things and willing to go out even if it's raining and cold, which I hope this year it isn't, and participate in that. And I think that's so cool because it's a community effort. You know, it's very homegrown. And last year, as I recall, there were something like 126 entries. So
and I love the Buckeye Cuties out there.
Oh, they always look so clueless, they always look so clueless, but they're always so cute. So next Saturday, starting at 6 p.m., December 3rd, downtown Reading, lighted Christmas parade. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Let's go ahead and take our break. And you're listening to Free Fire Radio. Bob and Brenda Belongi, along with Bob Martin, covering this morning. Give us a call, 605-4567. Love to hear what's on your mind. You are listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with the B team this morning.
That's a good way to put it.
Bob and Brenda and Bob, and we are here covering for Carl and Linda while they are heading back from family and friends get-together down there in Sacramento. And they'll be back on Monday, and you'll be able to hear a real radio show at that point.
Just call us the Killer Bees.
Very good.
Well, I worked for B94 back in the day, and that's what we called the station. We were the Killer Bees. I've still got the jacket from those days. Hey, this program, this portion of the program is brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales. You want to talk about buying local and all that. Let me tell you, if you're in any business that requires things that are nice and shiny and sharp, these are the guys to go to. They've been in the same location since November 20th, 1985, so they're celebrating an anniversary of sorts. There are great folks down there. Judy and Bob, definite members of the community, and they will do a great job sharpening whatever needs to be sharpened. They specialize in bandsaw blades. But if you've got knives, you've got your router bits, you've got the planer things, where do you, you know, those big knives that run the planers, where do you go to get those sharpened? Well, you go to R&B Sharpening down there in Cottonwood. Their phone number, 888-262-5886. Or you can look them up. You can Google R&B Sharpening. The local number, 365-1479. Great folks. Check them out, R&B Sharpening.
Of course, today is Black Friday, so called because of the 40%, I think, something like that, of many merchants' receipts for the year come in today and often put a business in the black, so to speak, in their books, as opposed to being in the red or negative side, a black being positive in this case, from an accounting point of view. And I have friends who actually enjoy going out and being in their...
In that maddening crowd.
I would call it. Yeah, they think it's a lot of fun, and they, I guess they enjoy the energy of it or not, and that sort of thing. But I can't do that, because what happens to me is I end up seeing some incredibly bad behavior, and that just annoys the heck out of me.
That's not counting the gallows pepper spray competitors.
J-Bob's
for our product.
Got a story about that.
Tell us about that. That's Bob.
Right. In the Los Angeles area, Porter Ranch, last night, just before 10:30, police say a woman there at the local Walmart shot pepper spray to keep shoppers from some merchandise that she wanted during the Black Friday sale. The woman let loose with the spray when the coverings over some electronic items she wanted were removed. 20 people suffered minor injuries, and 10 of those were due to what police called rapid crowd movement.
Did she not think there would be maybe consequences for these actions, or was she so focused on the stuff that she did not take time to realize, to think this thing through, and realize that there might be consequences for letting loose pepper spray in a crowded area? I can't even comprehend that thought process. Well,
apparently there haven't been any consequences for the woman yet, because police are still looking for her.
Well, that just strikes me as being incredibly out of control. You would think that store... security cameras would have some kind of an inkling, you know, of who it is, but that kind of thing is, sorry.
That is a symptom. That is a symptom that something has gone really off the rails here with the consumerism. So
That part gets me more and more as I go into Christmas, and it's just a personal thing. I would be inclined to volunteer at something, and I don't necessarily mean like go down to the rescue mission and serve a meal, although that is certainly a very honorable volunteer thing. You know, volunteerism, there's 100 million things you can do.
Spend the random act of kindness.
Exactly. Spend your resources doing that sort of thing, which increasingly fills me with much more joy than having to pack around a bunch of stuff or get things. And how many times have you gotten things from the relatives that you just go, okay.
It ends up in the garage sale next year.
What am I going to do with this? Or it's not your taste or whatever.
You know, in my reporter days, one of the best things I did was each year I would go down to the Good News Rescue Mission and talk to the volunteers. And then I would seek out somebody. Like I said, there's this... And you gain a sense for this after a while. There are people who are simply milking the system, but there are more people, I feel, who have seriously run into some difficulty through no fault of their own. And you talk to these people, and they are very appreciative. And you develop, and the people who run the rescue mission, boy, they've got that radar down to a science. They can tell the difference between the grifters and the leeches and the people who are legitimately in a tough situation.
They served a record number of meals at the rescue mission this year, I understand.
So volunteer, make a difference in somebody's life. We've got another hour to go here on Free Fire Radio. Thank you very much for listening. And you are listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, back after the news.
With more of Bob and Bob and Brenda. Now Fox News at 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're doing the paperwork in Egypt, finalizing the release of three American students detained in the violent protests. Derek Sweeney's mother tells Fox she hopes
he will be back in St. Louis at 4:50 tomorrow afternoon.
That's
great. I can't wait.
Now, thousands continue to protest military rule in Egypt, where a new leader's in place. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
The former prime minister from the 1990s, Kamal al-Ghazouri, saying Egypt's military will meet those calls to quit, but only after elections about to get underway. And he notes the generals are already ceding him more power than his predecessor had. The protesters in Cairo are vowing to stay on the streets until, as they put it, Egypt's revolution is complete. Dave.
Alistair, activists in Syria claim four protesters were shot and killed today. This is the Arab League threatens financial sanctions on Syria for the deadly crackdown. It's a day after Thanksgiving tradition.
We come the night before, and then we're here today.
But this guy calls shoppers like her
crazy.
He showed up an hour ago at a New Jersey mall, got what he wanted, and left.
No lines, no wait, deals, everything.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern out with the crowd in Maryland, live at the Bethesda Row Shopping Center.
It's not just the big box stores hoping to cash in on this busy shopping day.
We don't excite the crowds that, like I said, the malls, Sea or Apple, but we do our best to have to offer a discount for our customers today and through the weekend. Having 40% off our fall collection.
The manager at this small boutique hoping to attract shoppers to locally owned businesses. In fact, that's the goal of a nationwide initiative tomorrow called Small Business Saturday, Dave.
And Jared, it's bleak Friday at some stores. A shopper was shot and wounded resisting armed robbers outside a Walmart in Northern California early this morning. A woman pepper sprayed other shoppers at a Walmart outside L.A., and there were fights and arrests in stores in New York and Florida. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
This Friday at 5 a.m., the Home Depot has poinsettias for, are you ready for this? 99 cents each. Color up your season with about as many poinsettias as you can carry. They'll last throughout the holidays, but don't expect them to last in the store much longer after the doors open. So show up early and start celebrating even sooner with poinsettias for just 99 cents each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, limit temper customer, U.S. only. See store for details.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org. And find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
An arrest in Chicago this morning after police had said a man shot and killed his ex-girlfriend outside the University of Illinois Chicago Hospital, putting it on lockdown for a while earlier this morning.
Authorities released the name of the person they were looking for. They said it was 47-year-old Earl Roberts, who worked as a housekeeper for the system for 15 years. They said he had knowledge of the buildings, and that's why they were concerned about someone being in the hospital.
Joan Lund with Fox affiliate WFLD in Chicago. The search is still on in Arizona, but not for survivors, for remains of six people on board a small plane that went down Wednesday night about 40 miles outside of Phoenix.
No one could survive that crash, and so we didn't want to give a false hope.
Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiu, a man who owns a small aviation company, and his three children are among the six dead. On Wall Street, we're seeing a turnaround, a rebound. The Dow up 71 points after sell-offs earlier in the week, two of them near 250 points Monday and Wednesday. First Lady Michelle Obama is about to accept a special holiday delivery.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at
the official White House Christmas tree arrives today. It's a 19-foot-tall balsam fir.
from Schrader's for Evergreens in Neshkoro, Wisconsin. Tom Schrader says it's one fine pine.
It's a beautiful, beautiful Christmas tree. I describe it as drop-dead gorgeous. They made a very good decision, in my opinion.
For Evergreens is selected to provide the tree by winning a national competition. White House staff made the final selection of the actual tree that will grace the Blue Room over the holidays. At the White House, Mike Bakowitz, Fox News Radio.
You know, it's actually a bad season for Christmas trees in the Southwest. Between a bad drought and a lot of wildfires, thousands of trees have either died or burned down. Some farmers have been importing trees from North Carolina, but because of the tough economy, they can't raise prices to make up for that extra cost. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio, Friday edition with the three Bs. If you're just joining us, Carl and Linda Bott taking a much-deserved day off. Bob and Brenda Belongi, along with Bob Martin, covering the show for today. And we got a full chat room at KCNR1460.com. Feel free to hop in on that. And also, of course, you can dial us up at 605-4567. We're just tossing around a lot of ideas. And in the chat room, they've been talking about politics and, Obama needs to go. Ron Paul is a great guy. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know... I've been so concerned with, my life here in Reading, and I'm kind of aware of the national scene, and I know that things need to be changed, but I haven't really found any candidate that I can absolutely throw myself into. It just hasn't happened for me. How about you?
Well, my philosophy has always been that if somebody desperately wants to be in the White House, that's not the one you want to put in place.
Yeah.
The people who could really do a good job and... clean up the mess, so to speak, aren't stupid enough to run for office. They have no interest in that. So, I figure if someone's really seeking the White House, that's probably not a mentality I want in there. It just seems to work out that way. But on the other hand, you got to put somebody in there. So, who are you going to vote for type of thing? And we already know the Democratic ticket is going to be Obama. No question there, because they always let the incumbent come in. They don't bother to try to dig up some competition within their own ranks. So it really comes down to the interest in the election is what is the Republican side going to do?
And I know I'm oversimplifying, but it seems that based on what we have had happen and the scandals and the money and all that, Republican, Democrat, take your pick. I think we're seeing the same paint with a different brush. Does that seem to be your experience?
Well, yeah, I mean... You can say conservative.
The lobbyists are running the show.
Conservative or liberal, do your homework. Whoever's in the White House is not totally responsible for all this stuff. Congress certainly has some say, but who runs Congress? And that's basically corporations through lobbying. So, it's kind of a messed up system. It's still,
and
I still
same,
think.
Same time, you have this White House trying to run around Congress whenever it can.
Yeah, maybe that's not such a good idea. Yeah, I still think the U.S. is the best country in the world to live in.
Oh, absolutely. You ask, why would so many people be trying to get here if there wasn't a reason for that?
But.
And I don't think it's all about the entitlements. I think it is about the opportunities. You go to certain segments of the community, there are some segments of immigrants in our community who come here and absolutely bust their tails. We know two young ladies in our circle of people who we encounter all the time who really, you want to talk about hardworking young folk doing excellent in school, and the parents hold them accountable for their actions and have them working at the same time, and they're going to be doing well in life.
Right. These two young ladies are both born and raised here in Reading, but their parents are
children
immigrants.
Of immigrants.
Yes.
And doing a fantastic job. And what is it about that particular culture? And I'll throw it out here. One of them is of Filipino descent. The other one is of Chinese descent. Asian
anyway,
yeah,
not sure exactly.
And what is it? Why are they excelling so well? And, they're not coming here and milking the system. They're coming here and they're taking advantage of the opportunities presented to them. And how has American society missed
that opportunity? Where have we dropped the ball? Why are and then they want to gather in the parks, take time off from their high-end colleges, and gather in the parks and say things are unfair?
Well, absolutely. But if you think about it, the entitlement the concept of entitlement really is not necessarily that productive. And opportunity, I think you're right on, Bob, about having opportunity is just where it's at. So if you know, everybody has the same opportunity here. Some are going to have to work harder to get to a certain level than others, but that's the way it is. And another thing that really annoys the heck out of me is trying to make everything on a level playing field. Everybody's at the same level of whatever. That isn't going to happen because human nature does not allow for that. You're always going to have some people who have more or some people who have less, some people who are luckier than others, just happen to be in the right place at the right time and take advantage of that opportunity. Maybe someone else is in the same place at the same time, doesn't take advantage of an opportunity. What can I say? It's just human nature that you're going to have some spread of income, some spread of wealth. It's the way it is.
Yeah, every effort to create an absolutely egalitarian society has failed miserably.
Right.
Absolutely miserably. Freedom means you have the freedom to excel or the freedom to fall flat on your face, and it is up to you.
Goes both ways.
Yep. And speaking of things of success, failures, and other things of that nature, let's check in again with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak, and he's going to give us a market minute. Hey, Chris, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Bob. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's short trading session, and the markets still are in positive territory. But currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 83 points at 11,341. The S&P 500 adding 8 points at 1170, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 10 points at 2470. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 166 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 36 cents at 1776. Intel's also up 36 cents at $23.06, while Microsoft is adding 4 cents at $24.51. Of local interest, Safeway up 38 cents at $18.75, AT&T up 11 cents at $27.66, and Tri-Counties Bank up 12 cents at $13.02. Taking a look at the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.96%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.28. Oil's up $1.13 a barrel at $97.30. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $2.11 an ounce at $16.92.10, while silver's down 31 cents at $31.46. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. And, of course, be listening for that Wells Fargo Market Minute. It's still how things work every weekday morning here on Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, right here on KCNR 1460, 710, 810, and 905. On the phone, we have Missy MacArthur. We're going to get to her right after we take this first break. You're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew at Northern Lights would like to thank everybody for ordering your kerosene early. And for those who did not, we're delivering as fast as we can. Call in now and get on Danny's list. All of our drivers are working every day getting caught up. Ricky and Johnny have been very busy in the heater department. We have a lot of new Toyo heaters and wooden covers in stock, so come on by and let us show them to you. When it's snowing, raining, the last thing you want to do is split stack or haul wood. So just sit back in the chair, turn up the heat, and wave out the window at our delivery drivers. They love the attention. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you still like talking to real people, pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Northern Lights Energy, Weaverville, Corning, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
You'll understand why we're playing that particular piece here in just a moment. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Bob and Brenda Belongi and Bob Martin this morning. Before we turn to the phone, let's do a quick check of the weather. What's happening out there, especially for holiday travelers?
49 degrees out there right now, and it looks like the high in Redding today is going to be right around 60. You see a variety of weather conditions probably today, variable cloudiness, and still a few showers might be around in the area. And you can check online before you travel with Caltrans's website. I love that. You can Google Caltrans District 2 cameras, traffic cameras, and you can look at them all. And when I looked at them earlier, all the roads were pretty clear out of the area, including to the west towards the coast. Going over Lassen there, bare and wet, so didn't see any snow, even northwards.
That's good, you know, and we're heading up north tonight to see some relatives, and that's, of course, a big concern for us. Well, now, it is 16 after 8 o'clock here on Free Fire Radio. Got to give a time check every once in a while. And let's go to the phones with our Reading Mayor, Missy MacArthur. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning, Bob and Bob. How are you today?
We are all three of us doing quite well here. And what's going on where you're at? And where are you?
Hey, I am down on Park Marina Drive near the Bead Man. And I am with Jennifer, who owns Red Fox Boutique and Gifts. And I thought everybody should know in your listening audience about this wonderful thing they have going on down here. They're giving free bags away with coupons and little goodies in it and encouraging everybody to shop local, which we definitely want to do. Support your police and fire and everybody else by shopping local. I'm just going to put Jennifer on for a minute, and she can tell you more about it.
All righty.
We're big advocates of shopping local. As we mentioned earlier in the show, it's definitely beneficial for everyone in the local community.
Howdy, Jennifer. Welcome to KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Howdy.
So, local business, how long have you been at it?
I've been at it for 4 months.
Oh, okay.
However, we have a lot of businesses that are participating in our bag promotion that have obviously been around for much, much longer than that. And we're essentially kicking off a national campaign that was started by American Express last year, and we're bringing our local portion to the area.
Tell us a little bit about your business.
I own a little boutique that's got gifts, jewelry, home decor, a little bit of everything.
All righty, and so just a quick rundown, some of the businesses that are involved.
We have Market Street Steakhouse, we have the Fabulous Fabric Shop, the Crafters Mall, the Bead Man, Registration Express Group, we have Treasures, we have Shameless O'Leary's.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so we have Collector's Choice, Sugar Plum Cottage, whole large list.
So tell us again where you are and how folks can come take advantage of those great deals.
Essentially, we're at 2649 Park Marina, which is right next to the Bead Man. And we are here handing out free bags, and we'll have a few tomorrow also to hand out. And so we're hoping everybody will come down. There's they're valued at about $100, if not more. And there's cookies and all sorts of good things also stuffed in the bag.
Gotta love it. You know, Reading is the smallest town of 100,000 in the world, I swear. And thanks for being part of our community.
Yes, and it's not just the participants in the bag. We're hoping that this is the spirit of keeping our dollars local. So even if it's not a participating business in this bag, please try some new business today.
All right, good luck to you.
Very, very good. You know, as I was saying, we were on our way in, and the mall was just packed. And you know that there's a lot of stuff, and the money is leaving the country, and do we really need that? So, all right, hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye.
All right, Casey, and our time is about 8:20. Let's go. Excuse me. Yeah, it is 8:20. We're going to go ahead and take another break. When we come back, some offbeat gift ideas we've been looking up, and so much more. Whatever you want to talk about at 605-4567. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Bob and Brenda and Bob. And, you know, my throat is like giving me trouble this morning, so you guys got to jump in. Don't leave me hanging out here on the end of the branch. But I'm going to have to share this with the audience. Yeah, well, Brenda's got to be the only talk show host who knits while she talks.
I seriously doubt I'm the only one.
You show me any other talk show host with a pair of knitting needles in their hand, and what is that? Is that a shawl, a hat, or
actually, I'm knitting. Well, it started out as with a shawl pattern, and then I got it kind of bored with that, so I'm being creative, and I'm turning it into a hooded cowl. So it's, you know, something you put over your head, and it's a scarf that's a round circular mm-hmm. scarf. And
is this a gift thing that you're working on?
Well, yeah,
with
probably.
A deadline?
You know,
no specific person in mind, but it's going to end up in somebody's gift box.
Yeah, it'll end up in somebody's gift box.
So there you go.
I think my wife and Brenda could get together and do an hour of knitting talk on KCNR. My wife has really gotten into
the clacking of needles into the background.
It is.
Knitting in the last year or so, she's gotten into knitting and quilting.
Knitting is still the fastest growing craft in the U.S.
Oh, that's an interesting statistic.
Yes.
I would not have guessed that.
Yep. And I'm teaching myself, so there's lots of personalizations in this product, otherwise known as mistakes.
creative. Well, isn't there a school of thought in a certain native culture that says every work of art has to have some flaw in it?
Yes, because only the deities, God or whatever represents God to you, is perfect. And mm-hmm. therefore, you have to make a flaw, otherwise it's offensive to the deities.
So, and...
So I have several of those in here, but, you know, it's like whatever. And, you know, say, well, you made mistakes because you're multitasking. Well, not really.
We've got to get cameras in here.
It's because I don't know what I'm doing. That's why I make boo-boos.
So let's talk about some gifts. Maybe they're a little bit off the beaten track. Of course, you can, if you're handicraft. Now, I have, I know people who are, you know, absolutely incapable of creating anything offhand. But
I'm sure they have other talents.
What kind of brought this to mind last night was my nephew, who is a tween, actually composed on the computer and printed out a rather lengthy list of stuff.
Wish list.
His wish list for Christmas, and mostly video game stuff and...
some stuffed animal things.
Yeah, a few stuffed animal things, but it was a full page, you know, and...
It was double-spaced.
Well, okay, I'll grant him that, double-spaced. But it was still a full page. You know, when I was a kid, you wanted a bicycle. You wanted a Lionel train set. Now they want iPads. You know, and that's a $500 thing.
Yes,
know?
Yeah, that's true. I think back to what I wanted when I was young, I was pretty cheap.
Yeah. And I understand, but... Maybe we need to, as both from economic reality and from social reality, rethink a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, well, that's an adult's perspective on it, you know. I do wish time would slow down to the 10 days before Christmas when I was 10 years old. Then I would have enough time to do some of the things that I need to get done. You know how time used to just drag.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Christmas
that
would never
2 weeks before
get
Christmas was forever. Oh, now it's like, God. Whoop! And it's. I think it's all a sense of proportion. That period of time in ratio to your entire life.
I swear to God, the laws of physics are changing, and that a minute is not as long as it used to be.
It's entirely... Well, they say the Earth is changing its rotational speed, and they have to keep adjusting the clocks and all that kind of stuff. Okay. Gifts, maybe, that don't necessarily require batteries, chargers, and other sorts of things. And what child would not enjoy their very own trebuchet?
Yeah, but what are you going to do with it? I mean, are we talking full size or what?
Well, okay, this is just a little...
Desktop
this
trebuchet.
This is just a little engine of destruction.
This is a desktop trebuchet.
Yes.
For those of you that may not know what a trebuchet is, think catapult. Yeah. It's a very different... it's a little bit different, but
well,
it's the same concept.
Well, a catapult depends on spring action, where a trebuchet uses a counterweight.
Yes.
And,
but the net effect is the same.
Yeah, to fling an object now in the medieval times.
At the castle walls.
Yeah, they would hurl big rocks, or they might hurl a dead animal carcass over the wall to spread disease. Early biological warfare.
Fetch la vache! From Monty Python and the Holy Grail, which is, fetch the cow.
So even though it is not a local company, I'm still going to mention this. If you want to get the kids something that's maybe a little bit different, maybe stimulate their brain, Edmund Scientific, if you look them up on the web, they've been around for a long time. Supplying laboratory equipment and school supplies, things like that. But they have a whole host of really cool products.
Science kits.
Oh, yeah, science kits. But I came across this, and I love the blurb up. Hurl fun physics into action. Add medieval interest to your physical science lessons with this fascinating weapon of destruction.
Well, you gotta love that.
The versatile apparatus can be set up as a catapult or as a counterbalance trebuchet. Developed by a physics teacher, this device is an excellent combination of rotational motion, projectiles, gravity, and torque. Now tell me that's not more cool than an iPad.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. By the way, if you play Angry Birds, of course, you are engaging in quite the study in physics. So you have to think about, you know, how are you going to aim those little guys so that they can get the pigs?
Well, I noticed that they have a lot of accessories now. The game is pretty cheap, actually. I think you can get the initial game for like $1.99 on your device. And then there's expansion packs and whatnot. But actually, there's a whole line of, I've seen the shirts, slippers, little stuffed animals. And I think my little nephew has a whole pile of those. Little nephew. The kid's almost as tall as I am now. but interesting that how, and these programmers came up with a fairly simple concept, but it's in the execution. And that's, I think, what makes a successful product, whether it be local or on a national scale.
Hey, you know, that's shameless commercialism. Think about the movies, Toy Story, you know, anything where the commercial products are available before you, the movie's even out.
I have a problem with that in some. And have you noticed the increased amount of product placement in feature films?
It's been interesting to watch that.
The latest,
very subtle.
The latest Mission Impossible movie is like a 2-hour commercial for BMW.
They need the help.
And this is not a new thing. A lot of the movies of the 50s had some very blatant commercial inserts for a particular product that would show up throughout the film. So it's not a new phenomenon, but I still find it annoying. And there is a big business in commercial placement.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if Coca-Cola shows up with all of its logo glory in a movie, you can bet they didn't just arbitrarily do that. They have to have permissions for that and everything.
News at the bottom of the hour and then more. We got one more half hour here to, put up with us here.
Yes.
On Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Bob and Brenda Belongi and Bob Martin be right back after the news. Miss a little, miss a lot.
We're going to go work on some product placement at the coffee pot.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's supposed to be a festive day to shop. About a third of American consumers hitting stores.
Friends don't let friends miss Black Friday.
More like Bleak Friday at several Walmarts. A shopper near Oakland was shot trying to resist armed robbers early this morning outside L.A.
Back up!
Police say a woman pepper sprayed other shoppers to keep them away from merchandise she wanted. There were also fights and arrests in New York and Florida, and shots fired at a mall in Fayetteville, North Carolina, though no one was hurt. Thousands out protesting again in Egypt, demanding an end to military rule. This as a new prime minister takes over. Three American students detained this week in those protests are being released. The U.S. Embassy says the paperwork is being processed. Derek Sweeney's mother says
the next flight out is about 3 a.m. their time, and he will be on that flight.
At the White House, the Christmas tree has just been delivered, a 19-footer from Tom Schroeder's farm in Wisconsin.
It's a beautiful, beautiful Christmas tree.
Fox News, we report, you decide.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjrudding.com.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. a gift card from Cars, a great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE-certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Don't waste your time at those other stores only to find the same stuff everyone else is wearing. Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed. Get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrances, Bath, Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment is Brighton. And for the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop. Dandelion, 1332 Market Street in the Shervin Square Building.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And welcome back, Free Fire Radio, with Bob and Brenda Belongi and Bob Martin.
50 degrees on our way to 60, and possibility of a few showers today under variable cloudy skies.
And, of course, as all our weather reports are, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And I want to mention that this portion of the program, I should have mentioned this in the last break, but we got caught up with the mayor and buying local and shopping local. But here is a local company you're going to want to hear about. If you want to give your home a little bit of a taste of real class, I mean, how about marble? You want to talk about some or marble and granite. Just neat stuff, and it is a
beautiful.
Talk about a natural product.
Yeah, that's true. It's beautiful, too.
Well, Estate Granite and Marble delivers natural quality stone products simply unsurpassed in the stone fabrication industry. There's quite a mouthful.
Fake-looking stone that looks real? Fake stone that looks real?
Well, I think they do the real thing.
I misunderstood.
Stuff. So they have if you're doing new countertops or trim, things like that, you're going to want to check out Estate Granite and Marble. Again, a local company. And I'm looking at the pictures here from their website. It is just stunningly beautiful. And you'll have to look them up on the web, Estate Granite and Marble here in Reading. One of our sponsors, and we're glad to have them here on KCNR.
Absolutely.
I will have to look up their address. So, Brenda, you had brought up a topic during the break, and I thought I had written it down. You're giving me that look like maybe you had forgotten.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I can't remember anything. Refresh my memory.
Well,
or lack of it, actually.
Go ahead, Bob.
Where's the refresh button?
Yeah, where is the refresh button? Bob, you had a couple of stories that you had been saving up for us, right?
I do. Got the results of the turkey trot yesterday.
There we go.
They had about 1,300 runners and joggers in Redding's six-mile turkey trot run at the Diesel Horse Landing off Benton Drive, the 26th year that they've done this, sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center here in Redding. And I am not making this up. The name of the winner... Razor Sharp.
22 parents did that.
22-year-old Razor Sharp narrowly edging out 23-year-old Ryan Geffey to win the six-mile run.
All for a good cause, however.
Edging in third place was Darn Dull.
both finished with a time of 31 minutes, 3 seconds, so it was a photo finish. Then they had another 2,500 or so participants for the 2-mile fun run or walk. You could do either. And about 280 kids sprinted in the quarter-mile dash across the Diesel Horse Bridge. So
Dieselhorst. It is not a diesel horse. Dieselhorst. It's actually a German family long established in this town.
It's a hard one.
It is a hard one.
You hear it pronounced various ways, but you're a native son, so I'll take your pronunciation.
I in my school, Thelma Dieselhorst was, that's an old joke, never mind, was part of that family, and they used to have a big meadow down there at the base of California Street fronting on the Sacramento River. And I can remember growing up seeing cows grazing in the field there at the end of California Street down by the river.
Well, speaking of how things change, I think I remember what we were talking about is how kids present their Christmas wish list, right?
Yeah, yeah. And now they email it to you. They text you with it
with links to your what they want as to where you can buy it or what it is.
How long before those little postage stamp looking things start showing up on the kids' wish list? Scan your phone here to be linked to what I want for Christmas.
Yes, exactly. Well, the emailed with links Christmas wish list was based on personal experience, not a story we read someplace. So that, you know, back in the day, I sat down with the Sears and Roebuck wish book and circled things in that catalog.
Wasn't that a great thing?
Oh,
the,
and I
the
spent
old wish book?
Hours looking through that, and it's just really cool stuff in there, you know. You never got everything that you wanted, of course, but that's okay.
I was really depressed to read of that. Toys that I had as a kid and pretty much trashed are now worth thousands of dollars on eBay.
Yeah, but if you kept them in the original packaging and didn't play with them, that would have meant that you didn't like them and they wouldn't have been around anyway. So what's the point? What kid is going to keep a toy in mint condition in its original box? Come on.
You have a point, but I think about that you know, some kids said, okay, or it wound up in a box somewhere and now it's fetching $10,000 on eBay. You know, it's amazing.
Who would have thought?
So who knows, you know, trying to figure out what the next big thing is, that's there's a lot of people who get paid large money to figure that out, and of course they're not always accurate. It's like trying to predict whether a movie is going to be a success or not.
A little bit like weather forecasting.
Yeah.
You joke about that. It's the best job in the entire world. Weather job can you have, be totally wrong, and still get paid every 2 weeks. I mean, come on. It's a good deal.
Well, we're looking for things that you would like to talk about in our last 20 minutes, and it's interesting, especially in this show. It's like we go for almost an hour and a half just struggling for, you know, well, we came in with some ideas and things like that, but and then we'll get a cluster of calls right at the end. I expect today, at least how about that? Is this on cue? Let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot. We'll be back.
Chances are escalating to new levels to win in the Cubalicious Swipe to Win at Wind River Casino. Don't miss your first chance Cubalicious drawing Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock. Swipe to win, play to win. It's a pretty big deal. Our first chance drawing is Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock, where you could win a share of over $7,500 in cash and prizes. Get the facts on Wind River's Cubalicious by logging on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Offering the hottest variety of table games. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker, Texas shootout, pie gout, and lucky ladies bonuses. Plus, Monday evenings, try your luck on our $1 blackjack table. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last one. For details, log on to windriver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR 1460 a.m. The home of Free Fire Media.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
And welcome back, 8:44 on a Friday morning here on Free Fire Radio with Bob and Brenda Belongi and Bob Martin, the three bees.
The killer bees.
Yes, covering for Carl and Linda Vaught. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It's where I go to get my haircut. It's where you should go to, 2463 Cypress Square. And they do an excellent job down there. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And I'll be bringing up yet another regular customer of Cypress Square Barbershop. Talk about hail to the chief and bring on the boss. Carl, good morning.
We can add the boss to the list of bees.
Good morning. And, yeah, there's two more bees here.
Yeah, Linda Vaught, hey, I hope everyone's having a great Friday. We'll be back in a couple hours.
So how was the family get-together?
It was great. We got to see the parents and, you know, brothers and sisters and nieces. So it was a great day.
You know,
it was another day to be thankful.
I was remarking earlier that Thanksgiving is my very favorite holiday because it is about friends and family. And you don't have that commercialism side of it that Christmas has, which is also about friends and family, but it has that added commercialism to it.
That just starts the very next day or sometimes late in the evening. But,
I think Carl just read somewhere about how many turkeys across America are actually
something like 230 million turkeys a year are used in the United States. So I just imagine what it must be during, you know, from Thanksgiving through Christmas.
Of course, we didn't think about that last night as we sliced through the best turkey of history was the best turkey last night.
All right, so here's the quintessential question: are you a dark meat fan or a light meat fan?
Like me.
Frankly, I could go either way depending on which part of this. I like that turkey leg.
Oh. Right on, Carl.
Waving a drumstick.
All right. Your quintessential question is, how many of those 230 million turkeys are shopping at Walmart this morning?
Oh, that's a good one. What up, Bob? So we're having leftovers this morning, and, how wonderful is that?
Turkey enchiladas!
Leftovers! Yeah,
turkey spaghetti, turkey chili, turkey,
Leftovers!
We just wanted to call and say thank you for taking it for us today.
The three Bs.
And hoping that everybody just had a very, really nice holiday, and that, you're right. I think that this is, Brenda, this is probably one of my favorite holidays, too, because you don't have the Christmas craziness and New Year craziness. You have just a time. This is kind of the time, I think, when families get together and just kind of like
reflect.
Yeah. So well, you're right.
Well, you know, leftovers the best ever. That's the great thing about this. And you guys be safe driving back. I think that the listeners are going to be happy to have you back in the saddle Monday morning after listening to us for a couple hours.
Oh, that's not true. Hey, and let's not forget this weekend that we keep our troops and our prayers.
Absolutely.
Thinking about our families as well back home.
Well, and those who can't be with their families this holiday for sure.
Absolutely. Okay, well, look, have a great day, and everybody, hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, and we'll be back Monday morning.
All right, guys, safe journey home.
Thank you, Carl.
All right.
Thank you, Linda.
All right.
Carl and Linda checking in here on Free Fire Radio. As you're going to turn down the boss when it comes to a phone call, let me tell you. It's no, the answer, the quick answer is.
No, it's, are you kidding me? Why would you even think such a thought?
He's like, do you want to put us on? Like I have a choice.
Yeah.
The expedient thing to do. Yes, indeed. So we have covered, the range of topics that we've covered this morning. And, you know, And we've kept it, you know, not a lot of heavy politics, because that's basically Carl's job to get on the heavy rant about the heavy politics. And I'm not nearly as interested in expressing my opinion as finding out what the expression of others is. Now, in our chat room, what a great interactive forum we've got on our chat room at KCNR1460.com. And we do track, well, we don't track, but we take note of the number of people. We don't identify them personally, but we take note of the number of hits we're getting on the KCNR 1460 website, who check into our chat room, listen to the streaming audio. And that number is going up month after month after month. And more and more of those addresses are out of town. When people are on the road, they take KCNR with them. And that is so cool. That is one of the neat parts of the technology.
Amazing. I mean, AM radio, when it started, probably had, you know, it was inconceivable.
You keep on using that word. I do not think it means what you think it does.
A reference to
a movie. Yes, if you're a fan of Princess Bride. And who isn't a fan of Princess Bride? Come on, what a great movie. It's just so absurd. But one of my favorites. I enjoy being able to catch up on episodes of, you know, I still am holding on to my Netflix subscription because I like being able to watch some of the shows. We're catching up on, like, when I was growing up, The Virginian was a great show.
Western,
and
yes.
You can actually see episodes of that. I think The Rifleman, all kinds of great shows are available. Yes, Maverick is on on Netflix.
We're currently finishing out the season of Lost.
Yeah,
it's fun to watch a marathon.
Yeah, watch a marathon and not have to backtrack and say, okay, what just happened that brought this whole thing, especially when the show is convoluted as Lost.
And no ads.
Well, they would have to run recap episodes periodically just to clarify things for everybody.
The writers for that show just had to be, you know, just
demented
individuals. We're going to go ahead and take our final break. You're listening to Free Fire Radio, and this is KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years, from rock chips to cracks. A quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster, 241-8373, 241-8373. Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866. EstateGranite.com.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years, right in California.
The Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Yes, indeed. Our theme music here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our final segment with Bob and Brenda Belongi and Bob Martin. And been a gas, and the 2 hours just went whipping by, and Brenda's added about 4 inches to the shawl she's
no,
working on. And
not quite. I think only about half an inch, actually. Well, maybe an inch.
I challenge you to find another talk show person who's knitting while they're on the air. You know, it's...
Well, that's the beauty of radio, that people can't see that. I mean, try that on television.
Wait till I get the cameras in.
Yeah. Wait, try that on television and see how impressed people are, you know?
Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Excuse me, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley up there, big supporters of our veterans. They've got an excellent meeting room, big walk-in humidor, and the T&B Sweeties will serve you up a great hot coffee drink and prepared with a lot of love and good skill. It's an excellent place, Tobacco and Brew, one of our fine sponsors.
So, Bob Martin, here's what I want to know. With the advent of pepper spray at Walmart, are they going to be looking at including that as a firearm now or something of that nature? And as you pointed out, maybe we're going to have to go through metal detectors.
It was metal detectors crazed at the entrance of all Walmarts, yes, at least on Black Friday.
That's crazy. Have people lost their minds?
You
shootings?
Want to talk about misplacing your perspective.
Oh, that's
pepper
just...
spraying people to keep them away from a pile of electronics.
Out of control.
Like I said, is this something that maybe it didn't occur to her that there might be some after effects from this? And not to mention pepper spray in a closed area is a bad idea.
Yes, the rapid crowd movement indeed.
And it moves back towards you.
By the way, in case you're wondering, they did keep the store open for the rest of the shoppers.
Oh, dear.
Well,
oh, yeah.
If there had been a riot, they'd have ripped the place down to the foundations if they'd have tried to close it down.
And
there was, what was it, a couple of years ago, somebody was trampled to death.
Yes.
I think that was in
Buffalo
the rush.
Or someplace. Yeah. And they were trying to close the store because it was a death investigation, and people were fighting with the cops because, with the coroner's people, because they're trying to secure what amounts to a crime scene. When this person was trampled to death and the shoppers went berserk.
I mean,
come on. What have we lost? Okay, there I go. What have we lost when that happens? You know,
I don't know. And camping out in front of a store for 2 days before Thanksgiving or whatever, I'm not sure I understand that either.
Anyway.
We do have a Revenge of the Turkeys story for you.
Oh, go ahead.
A wild turkey apparently flew into an Eaton Park restaurant in Penn Hills, Pennsylvania yesterday. The restaurant was actually closed for the holiday, but a 15-pound wild turkey was found among a pile of shattered glass on the carpet near some booths around 3 in the afternoon. Penn Hills police said they responded when the building's alarm went off, and apparently the turkey flew right into the window. It was not thrown. It flew through the window.
I assume that the turkey, if they found the turkey, it did not survive the experience.
Evidently.
I don't know.
I'm guessing it anymore.
Yeah.
The story implies that it did, although it doesn't say one way or the other, so don't know on that one.
You cannot make this stuff up. I love it.
The White House pardoned two turkeys, the primary and an alternate, no lie.
Yeah.
And it goes to live
yes,
on the...
Yes, the primary and the alternate.
Yes,
and
the pet farm
Well,
somewhere.
How about that sanctuary down there by Chico, is it, where they have the sanctuary for the animals? And the guy who invented tofurkey, or whatever that stuff is called, was there to, you know... Okay, if you're going to be a total, you know, grass eater and munch on leaves and whatnot, fine. So is it necessary to simulate the eating of the meat?
I don't know. I've never understood
tofurkey
that.
Has been banned from our house.
Yes. Why not just eat vegetarian dishes if you're a vegetarian? I have no problem with being a vegetarian.
Yeah, it's, well,
why try to substitute a meat thing here?
On the other hand, you know, the wax in, is it West Hollywood, who have now banned the sale of fake fur because
yes.
it resembles real fur.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to follow that logic chain. But here, they passed laws. They thought it was necessary to pass an ordinance banning the sale of fake fur. And I scratch my head when I hear this stuff.
That means fabric stores in the local area can't carry that, so you can make a teddy bear for your grandkid.
I guess maybe it's a thing because, you know, you got people who throw ink on people who are wearing fur clothes down there. You got these whack jobs who do that. And tell me that's not infringing on somebody's rights.
Well, that's rude.
Yeah.
In West Hollywood, fake fur is a thought crime.
Well, yeah, and have some segments of society gone off the rails? You know, you got to wonder about this stuff. And that's what we get paid to do here on Talk
rant
Radio
for the week,
yeah.
Right?
You know, it has been a gas covering for Carl and Linda and Bob. Thank you very much for your engineering and taking care of the news this morning. All the other little things that need to be done to keep this radio station on the air, and Carl and Linda appreciate that. And I, as the sort of engineer, sort of producer, and whatever, and occasional floor cleaner, express my appreciation as well for a job well done.
Well, likewise, Bob. Thank you, and thanks to Brenda for coming in this morning. And
I just came along for the ride, man.
I was disappointed we didn't get anyone call with an exploding turkey story today.
Well, Shatner issued the warning on that, so. Interesting. There you go.
Apparently people took him to heart.
Well, Carl and Linda will be back on Monday right here at Free Fire Radio, and the Colonel will once again be offering up his observations and rants, and thank you very much for listening this morning to Free Fire Radio. We hope that our efforts have not gone unappreciated. And I have my own tagline: wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe and be good to each other.